The drug maker Moderna says its COVID-19 vaccine is nearly 95% effective, according to preliminary data published today. Welcome news that comes 1 week after similar results from Pfizer and just 1 day after more Americans were hospitalized due to coronavirus than ever before.
And even with this latest surge in new cases, healthcare workers report treating patients who deny the reality of the pandemic. Here's Jody Doring, an ER nurse in South Dakota, speaking to CNN.
It wasn't one particular patient. It's just a culmination of so many people. And their last dying words are, this can't be happening. It's not real.
Let's bring in Dr. Clay Smith, president of the South Dakota chapter of the American College of Emergency Physicians. And Dr. Smith, we just heard from that nurse who said she sees people who are dying and don't believe they even have COVID-19. We're also seeing these staggering numbers out of South Dakota today. Johns Hopkins reports 60% of those who got tested there tested positive. What is top of mind for you when you hear that number?
See, that is staggering. I think that's way beyond what most other states have seen. When I order a test, if I think somebody likely has COVID, most of those are coming back positive. And I would actually say that 60% number is even probably somewhat falsely low in the sense that some of those tests are for things like preoperative screening, where we're not actually getting those tests based on suspicion. So when we're getting a test based on clinical suspicion, you know, those numbers are actually probably significantly higher than that.
What do you think is going on here? Why do you believe there's such a huge surge, particularly in South Dakota?
People are really reticent to wear masks. You go around the city I live in is Rapid City. You drive around Rapid City, and actually it's gotten better, but the prevalence of people that you see in masks is really quite low. It's concerning.
Well, even leadership is kind of pushing this narrative that the people of South Dakota are free to make their own choices. That's what the South Dakota governor has said. But I want to ask you about something else. Hospitals in many parts of the country are at or near capacity treating COVID-19 patients. And that doesn't always mean there aren't enough beds, but there may not be adequate staffing to care for patients. What should we understand about this challenge in rural areas?
Yeah, I think staffing is a real challenge. At the hospital that I work at primarily, we have five physicians. If two of us go out with COVID or something else, that becomes very difficult to staff our facility from a physician standpoint.
Yeah. With all that you're saying about the crisis there, what is the path forward to bring the case count down?
Frankly, we just need to get better about all of the things that, you know, that we all know that we should be doing. You know, the social distancing, mask wearing, you know, staying home from work if you're sick, those types of things. I think what we need to do is reframe what we're instructing people to do.
Reframe that, but have you had any patients that don't believe in COVID?
Yes.
And how do you handle that? How do you mitigate that? I mean, it's just astounding to hear the nurse that we heard from say she's serving patients on their dying bed who say, I don't believe I'm even dying from what you're saying I'm dying from.
Mm-hmm. And actually, I will tell you, the very first patient that I diagnosed with COVID fit that description and did end up passing away from it. And you show these folks the test results. And, you know, unfortunately, I think there's a subset of people who are just so dug into this idea that this isn't real. That being said, I don't think that that's a majority of folks in this part of the country, and I don't think that that's common, but I definitely have run into that.
Understanding this reality and knowing that the numbers are increasing, is a vaccine the only answer at this point?
I'd like to think not. Again, how do we frame things for people so that they can feel like they're empowered to do something about this and feel like they can be part of the solution? And I think one of the things that, you know, if you look at the R number, essentially is the number of people on average that a person infects after contracting COVID. And if you look at that number, experts have estimated that number would be about 3 if there was no interventions done. Well, even in South Dakota, we're only around 1.1 to 1.2.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can move that number to even 0.9 or 0.8, all of a sudden, the number of active cases starts to go down. I mean, I think if we can get people to think about what can I do to help move that needle, to buy into doing their part, which, you know, unfortunately we've had a hard time doing so far.
Dr. Clay Smith is president of the South Dakota chapter of the American College of Emergency Physicians. Dr. Smith, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.